Hi, 103. How are you doing today? We're in chapter 11 today, doing one of the intuitive questions. It's quite a short question, actually, but I think there's a general lesson here. It's question number 2 from your book. It says, the following was in the Wall Street Journal. Indoor sprinklers can save on insurance rates by providing added protection. By one estimate, the savings over 30 years will pay for the system. But high-rise buildings are often built by speculators who plan to sell them far sooner than that. The article went on to say that, you know, speculators were unlikely to place the sprinkler system in there. And the reason is because why should I put a sprinkler system in? I'm not going to reap the benefits. And so question A asks the following. He says, why is the fact that builders soon sell the building irrelevant? And the answer is that what you've seen from this chapter is that prices capitalize future values, right? So the price of an asset, like an apartment or a house or whatever, is equal to the present value of the future stream of benefits. And so if those benefits include a sprinkler system or a nice roof or whatever, those things are taken into account. So if I'm a builder and I'm thinking, you know, I'm building this house on spec, should I put a 30-year roof on or should I put a 1-year roof on? Because if I put a 1-year roof on, I'm not going to live here. I'm going to sell the place. Why would I want to put a 30-year roof on? Well, the buyer knows if there's a 1-year roof or a 30-year roof on. And if there's a 30-year roof, prices depend on the present value of the future stream of benefits. And so if there's a 30-year roof, the person is willing to pay more for the roof and the building than if there had been a 1-year roof. So the question is the amount that the person is willing to pay for the 30-year roof greater or less than the cost of the 30-year roof? If me as a builder, if I think that the 30-year roof is going to cost me $10,000 to put on, but a buyer is willing to pay $20,000 for it, I'm going to put it on. If I think that a buyer is only willing to pay $5,000 for a 30-year roof and it's going to cost me $10,000, then I won't put it on. But that's exactly what I should do. So prices include future benefits, costs and benefits, right? The future is taken into account. It's capitalized into the current prices. So this idea, you know, about speculators selling things, irrelevant. Now, so that's one lesson, right? Prices include the future stream of benefits and costs. Second lesson, suppose a sprinkler system costs $30,000 to install and produces savings in insurance premiums of $1,000 a year. How many years are such savings would require to justify the expenditure? Now, you might think, well, $30,000 is the cost, $1,000 per year is the benefit. It's going to take me 30 years to recoup that investment. But the lesson here is, we don't compare values across time directly, right? $1,000 per year is not the same. Those $1,000 are not the same dollars as $30,000 up front. And so whenever you see a question like this, you automatically need to ask yourself, what is the interest rate? The interest rate is what converts future costs and benefits into current costs and benefits. And if I don't know the interest rate, I can't translate and I can't compare. It'd be like somebody speaking one language and another person speaking another language. And if you don't have a translator, you just can't compare the two languages together. So whenever anybody's talking about the future and the present, et cetera, and comparing things, you always want to say, at what interest rate is that the case? Right? At what interest rate is the case? If the interest rate was zero, that's the only time I can compare these numbers, and then it would take 30 years. Have a great day.